Let's begin by wishing Mazel Tov to Naomi and Michael Hoffman and the birth of a grandson, and a Mazel Tov to Alana and Yosher Becker and the birth of a baby boy, and to the grandparents, Annie and David, and a Mazel Tov to Jordana and Jason Jacobs and the birth of Nava Michal, a Mazel Tov to Suzanne and David Prince and the birth of a grandson, Robin and Avi Prince, a grandson born to Robin and Avi Prince, and a Mazel Tov to Jody and Jonathan Schmelz on the birth of a grandson, a son to Ilana and Michael. And we extend our Mazel Tovs and to Godlim Latorah Lachup Masm Tov Metachnisem Lebrisa Shal Avram Avinu Bezmanom Ube Itom. We extend the Mazel Tov to Shani and Danny Balsam on the Bas Mitzvah of Ayala, and a Mazel Tov to Alyssa and Osher Tagman on the Bas Mitzvah of Shira, and a Mazel Tov to Tal and Rachmiel Maxwell, Feigenbaum Maxwell on the Bar Mitzvah of Nosson, to Chaya and Jackie Feigenbaum on the Bar Mitzvah of Nosson. And we extend the Mazel Tov, Yala Mala Mala, V'mala Satora V'hayira. And as we've said in the past, that the brachos of having Simchas Betzina is a special bracha, and Be'ezra Hashem, that the bracha will be a bracha HaMekuyemes L'Richus Yom B'Shanim, and the Mirat Hashem will have opportunities to celebrate the Simchas completely B'Levavos Semechos later on. We send the Birchas Tanchumin Shabbos Himili Nochem to the bookbinder family, to Esther and to the children. And where the greatest tribute was the numbers of people and the breadth of people that came and wanted to participate in the Kovet Achron, the Hayalma. And we extend Shabbos Linochem Unochoma Kerova Lovo. This week, the news from the hospitals is on the upswing, a little bit better. Baruch Hashem, just heard that from the community, all the cholim that were in the hospital were released. So let's say a different perek, a perek that combines both our tefillahs for the well-being of those who need a refuah and our thanks to the Rabbonu Shalom for the yeshuas that we've seen, a tefillah that expresses our concern and our petition for Chizuk and Nechama for those who have lost people, and a tefillah that expresses our yearnings for those who are risking putting themselves at greater risk in order to extend the medical care. So let's say the parak in Tehillim or Havti Ki Yishma together, because I think that catches all of these sentiments. Havti Ki Yishma Doinoy is Kaili Tachanunoy. Kihito ozunai li ubiyoma yekro. Afofuni chemle moves umitsore shaol mitsauni tsore miagon imtsa. Ubishema doinoi yekro, ono adoinoi maluto nafshi. Chanun adoinoi vitsadik. Velohenu mirachem. Shemer psoyim adoinoi daluisi vili yoishia. Shuvi nafshi umnuchoichi. Ki adoinoi gomal oloichi, ki chilatzto nafshi mimoves, es eini mindimo es ragli midechi, es halech lefnei adoinoi v'artzom sachayim. Hemanti ki adaber ani anisi ma'od, ani amarti v'chopsi kol ha'odom kol zeiv. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avim Tzvi Yaakov Moshe V'Aron Dovru Shlomo Hu Yivarech Rapei Eskol Cholei Amcho Efrat Cholei Asovlim Mimachlas HaKovid Bavur Sha'onu Mispalim Enosim Tzedakom Bavurom Bizchar Zekadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lach limom lerapulsom lach zikom lachilsom. V'yishlach lehem meirov v'fu'osh limom min ha-shamayim l'ramach evriyem v'shasagi dayem v'soch she'or cholei Yisrael v'refuas ha-nefesh v'refuas ha-guf hashto ba'agola u'mizman karim v'nomar amen. Let's be mispallel for all the doctors, nurses, and healthcare professionals. Mishen berach ha-viseinu ha-mimitsa v'yaku hu yivarech es kol ha-rofim es kol ha-chayos es kol ha-metaplim v'kol ha-mozdovs v'cholim v'kol misha oskim v'tzarchei tzibur be'emunah kadosh baruch hu yishalem secharam v'yasir meyem kol machala v'yirpo l'chol gufam v'yislach l'chol avinam v'yishlach b'racha v'atzacha v'chom ma'asei yedeyem em kol Yisrael achayem nomar amen. It's good to welcome back to the country, David and Sharon, to be back in the country now that you have opened up Eretz Yisrael. So we hope that come back over here and help America open up. One of the jokes that's going around for Parshas and more is the father comes into his son's room and he's zooming with his Rebbe. And his Rebbe, it's a very little child, very young child. So his Rebbe gave him an avodah work to do, and he had him print out a coloring book. So father comes back, and he sees his son's coloring in the pages of Pesach. Then he comes back into the room, and he sees that his son's in coloring the pages of Lag BaOmer. Comes back a little bit later, and he sees his son's coloring Shavuos. The father gets a little bit upset, Shavuos, we have time till Shavuos. Then he comes back and he sees his son is coloring in the pages of Rosh Hashanah, of Yom Kippur. His father gets very upset. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so he calls the Rebbe and he says, Rebbe, how could you do this? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, hopefully we'll be in school by then. Things will be back. Al tiftach pel l'satan, how can you do Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur now? The Rebbe says, my dear Jew, this week is Parshas Emor. It's the Parshas Amodim. We're discussing the Yom Tov and the Leining. We always see things in the way, in what's most uppermost in our minds. And that's why I want to share with you an idea that we began to discuss Monday night, but I want to frame it a little bit differently now. And that is that the Gemara in Bava Kamma says, Gemara that we've discussed, Dever Ba'ir Kanes Raglecha, if there is a magefa, if there is a pandemic, an epidemic, so then stay home. Kanes Raglecha. The Gemara references the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Yeshaya was describing the siege of Yerushalayim during the time of Sanherib, and was describing both the suffering that the Jews endured then, the various pukelei, what was going on in their hearts, the feelings of somewhat abandonment. Parsha goes on to describe the great joy, the great simcha when Yerushalayim was freed. But after all of that, the Rebbeinu Shlom says, "Vayishaya Navi." And what were you supposed to do? This is the way the rabbis interpret it. During the siege, "Leich Ami, go, my people. I've never abandoned you. You're always Ami. Bo bechadorecha, go into your rooms. Usegor delascha, close the doors ba'adecha behind you. Chavi." Hide yourselves. Kimat rega, for a short period of time. Be'ez Hashem, we will come back together and look back at this period of time as a defined short period of time. Ad yavor zom, until the anger is past. Ad yavor zom. And there's a Rashi that speaks to us, because Rashi says, what are these chambers? What are these rooms? Lech ami, go bo b'chadarecha, go into your rooms. Which rooms? Bote kenesis ubote midrashes. Go into your shuls, daven. Go into your bote midrashes and learn. We don't have bote kenesis. We don't have bote midrashes. So there's a dover acher. Rashi is another pshat. What's bechadarecha? Bechadre libcha. Go into the innermost chambers of your heart. His boinein al ma'asecha. In respect, it's because Baruch Hu telling lech ami, you're my people. Boi bechadarecha. Go into the chambers of one's heart. The chadre chador muskoid loscha. And try to focus. Try to minimize the outside noise and the outside pressures. Chavi, it's a good time to hide. Ad yavor zam. Take it as an opportunity. I'd like to share with you two ideas. One is one that I just received from Leslie Lipson. It's an idea that Josh, most of us remember Josh Zatzal, and an idea that he expressed about this particular time, the time when we remember Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. We have to make sure that whatever is going on, we maintain our focus on the calendar of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. Next week is Lag BaOmer. We'll get together Lag BaOmer, Ezer Hashem, and we'll celebrate Monday night together Lag BaOmer. So Josh pointed out that the description of the times of Rabbi Akiva is always in couples. In other words, it's 12,000 zugois of Talmidim that did not have enough covered for each other. The times that Rabbi Akiva was away from his wife and with his Talmidim is twice 12 years. He came back in between and went back. It's all of this time, Rabbi Akiva wasn't with his wife. His wife sacrificed very much. His wife lived very, very, very tight times. She did not have a dress to wear. 24 years later, Rabbi Akiva comes back. She had to borrow. His wife did it with great dedication and great pride, and because of his wife's dedication, Klal Yisrael got Rabbi Akiva. Without Rabbi Akiva, our entire Torah Shabbat Peh would look differently. Without those 24 years. But Josh suggested that there was a consequence. A consequence that probably Rabbi Akiva was aware of. He didn't know how far it would go, who it would take him. But would it be possible to say that because they didn't see Rabbi Akiva and his wife being Noe Kovid Zebazeh. The essential relationship that all of us have, the core of what it means to relate to somebody else, the Ezer Kenegdoi, to be helpful to each other, to challenge each other, to grow with each other. The essential relationship of our lives, the basis of our homes, according to the Rabbanu Shalom, the basis of our future avoda to Hashem. So where do our children see how relationships are supposed to happen? And where do Talmidim see it? So Rabbi Akiva was without his wife. And again, it was a sacrifice they both made. And it yielded tremendously. And if this interpretation is correct, Rabbi Akiva probably did not see the extent of it. But Josh Lipset suggested, but it's a consequence. Because the Talmidim didn't see Rabbi Akiva and his Rebbetzin. And didn't see their Ezer Kenegdei and their respect for each other and how they listen to each other, how they would be mevatel their ideas to each other. So if you don't have that core in the home of the Rosh Hashiva, then you end up having Talmidim, Zugois of Talmidim, who learn together and produce together. But Leinogu Kovid Zebuzda. They didn't have that depth of what a relationship is supposed to have. Lecha mi bo bachadarecha. Uskegor de losecha, de loscha. Chavi ke madrega ad yavar zam. It's the time to invest ourselves in the relationships that are the core of our homes and model the values that relationships are supposed to generate. And then I'd like to share with you another insight. Lecha mi bo b'chaderecha. Doesn't say go into your homes. B'chaderecha. And chaderim cheder is a rare phrase, certainly rare in Chumash. It comes up twice, maybe a third time, I'm not sure. But the first time that the phrase, that the word of cheder, of chadar is used, goes back to Bereishis. Vayisa eino vayar is Binyamin. Yosef looks up, he sees Binyamin. Hasn't seen him in decades. Achiv, his brother, ben imo, the only one with whom he shared everything that Rachel meant. The only one with whom he shared the nurturing, the legacy. Next pasuk, Vayimaher Yosef. Yosef rushes. Ki nichmu rachamov, because he had a meltdown. His empathy, his compassion overtook him. El achov, his compassion for Binyamin Vayivakesh Levakos, and he wanted to cry. Vayovoy hachadrom. That's the pasuk. Bo b'chaderecha. That phrase, first time in Chumash. Bo vayovo, when he came, hachadra, vayevstrom. Who's Yosef doing inside of that room? So we discussed one possibility last Monday night. But I want to share with you an idea that the Alter Rebbe, the very first Lubavitcher Rebbe, has in this pasuk. And what's remarkable is that the Alter Rebbe wrote this in his discussions of last week's Parsha Behar. So you don't have to be a Lubavitcher Chassid to be impressed that the Alter Rebbe discusses this pasuk, not in Bereishis, but last week. And listen to what he says. You know what's going on in Yosef's heart at that moment? He said, this is Ben Oni. This is the child that his mother said would forever suffer, would ever miss the nurturing of the mother. And this is the child about which Yaakov said, Binyamin, he has to become under my care and my strength. So the Rebbe says, we all have Ben Onis in our life. We all have items in our life that are missing that nurturing, that are missing the guidance. We all have, whether it's a relationship that's a ben oni that's missing the chizuk that a mother can give, that's missing the attention. We all have ben onis, we have maybe projects that are missing the attention they deserve. Bo b'chadrecha. And this is the time when one looks at the ben onis of one's life. Alter Rebbe said, every person's neshama at some point is a ben oni, our relationship to the Rabboni Shel, the spirituality that we have to have, the spirituality that we can achieve, the relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu that we were able to establish. And Vayev Shama, he cried over the Ben Oni that had to become a Binyamin. And that's the message, I think, that Yeshaya Novi is giving to all of us, which Chazal highlighted for us. Lech Ami, even in these difficult times, the Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us so lovingly. Voy b'chad arvecho, go into the inners of your heart, because the b'ti midrashim and b'ti kinesis are not open. And go and look for the ben onis of our life. Look for those aspects of our neshama, of our the projects, communal projects, learning projects, stoker projects. There are ben onis. And it's time to say, but we'll make you into a ben yamin. Because that's what Yosef was thinking about at that time. And Mez Hashem, that by having this insight of the Alter Rebbe and seeing it in the voice of Yeshayo HaNavi, so Kadosh Baruch Hu will say, it's time, Lahavir Zom. It's time to not to be angry anymore. Because when he sees Klal Yisrael, when he sees Klal Yisrael thinking in this way, and planning in this way, and yearning in this way, so he has to open up for us the Bate Midrashus and the Bate Kinesias. He has to say, it's time, Lahavir Zam. And Bezer Hashem, by doing so, we all be Zocha, to be able to celebrate together Simchos Baruch Hashem. We began this evening with a list of Simchos that we haven't been able to have for many, many weeks. And Bezer Hashem, we will celebrate those simchas together personally at a time when the doctors will say it's don't have to keep social distance anymore, yad biyad, and Kadosh Baruch Hu should hear our tefillas and Rez Hashem give us that time very, very soon, very speedily. So thank you all for coming together to begin Shabbos together. We should all have a peaceful and a restful and a productive Shabbos.
Amen.